SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Nicely done, Boki. A beautiful goal.
With Beck and Soda, we'd like to welcome Travis Boak.
Happy days, Port Adelaide, sitting second on the ladder and going for their 10th win in a row tomorrow night. It's good morning to superstar Travis Boak.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, going very well, Boki. Very well indeed. Beautiful. Righto, mate. The ribs have been causing you a little bit of grief over the past couple of weeks. Have you got the all clear to play tomorrow night?
I have got the all clear. So I trained yesterday, got through training, no dramas at all. No pink hat either, Beck, so I didn't have to flaunt that around. I got through full contact, so it was good. I'm back.
Oh, and also importantly, how's Charlie Dixon travelling?
Charlie's good as well. He got through a full training session and we fly out today, so he'll be on the plane and ready to go.
Boak, you're going for a 10th win on the trot, which is remarkable. Mm. Have you kept the lid on?
You know what? It's been quite interesting. So I think after the Brisbane game in round one, you know, obviously it was a fair win. It was a big high, and then obviously the next 2 weeks were pretty poor and a big low. And since then, it's just been pretty even keel. Like we're not over celebrating or getting too carried away. It's just enjoy the win and sort of move on with it. And that's kind of how it's been. So as I said earlier in the year, it's not really about the results, but kind of how we've been playing.
The journey. I almost took the lid off in the first half against the Hawks. That was some pretty good footy.
that was some of the best footy I think I've ever seen us play. And we're sitting up there and I was sitting next to Charlie and TJ and we're like, this is ridiculous.
Hard to be on the sidelines.
That didn't even look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. You don't know. I don't know what's worse. If sitting there watching us play like that because you want to be a part of it, or when we're losing because you want to go out there and help the boys. It's either way, it's not a great position to be in. You want to be out there. But it was some great footy.
Hey, Boak, I want to ask you this question because I know you're very, very in touch with who you are. And I coming up after 8:30, we're finding people out to see what their earliest memory is. If you wind the clock back, what's the first thing you can remember? How old do you reckon you were?
I reckon I would have been about 3. So I do this little thing with my life coach. It's a little scenario you sort of go through and work out what your earliest, happiest memory was.
Okay.
And connect to that because that's the real person before life took over and all the hard things and bad things happened. And so my earliest, happiest memory was in the backyard with Dad. We had like this woodshed down the back. He was kind of stacking the wood and I was sitting there on my little tractor trying to like pave the way, thinking I was helping. And I was actually, so there was a bunch of ants walking across and Dad kept running over them and I tried to build him a bridge. It was quite funny. So I was, that was the story. So it didn't make any difference, but.
You were trying to save the lives of the ants. Oh, my heart.
So that's my earliest, happiest memory, sitting in the backyard on my little truck with Dad, helping Dad.
I love that memory. It's so beautiful and pure.
Ooh, I love how vivid and detailed it is.
So much detail.
I know, it's crazy. I never even really thought of it until I went into the process of thinking about it, and then all these sort of memories came up and feelings that come with it. And that's connecting back to the real you. That's kind of the little process that we do.
Mate, that's absolutely fantastic.
I love that. Show so much empathy. I love it. Mm. All right. Well, you channel those happy ants on Friday night, buddy, and bring us home our 10th in a row.
Done. Will do. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Good on you, Boaky. There he is for Suzuki in the City, driven by Australian Motors. Travis Boak, the very thoughtful, kind, and considerate ant lover.
SAFM's Beck and Soda, 6 to 9 weekdays.
SAFM.